Test 4. Listening test. The listening test is in four parts. Directions are given for each part. Part 1. Photographs. You will hear four statements about a picture. Choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Circle your answer. Number 1. Look at picture 1. A.
They're drying their clothes.
B.
They're cleaning the fish.
C.
They're standing in the water.
D.
They're holding on to a boat.
Number 2. Look at picture 2. A. She's cooking some food. B. She's making a call. C. She's washing the dishes. D. She's looking for her cell phone. Part 2. Question response. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. Choose the best response to the question or statement. Circle your answer. Number 3.
Is there an internet cafe in this hotel?
A.
No, I didn't call room service.
B.
Yes, the hotel reservation has been made.
C.
Yes, there is one on the second floor.
Number 4. Are there many restaurants in the new shopping center? A.
Yes, there's a little.
B.
It serves amazing food.
C.
No, unfortunately, there aren't many.
Number 5.
What was the best thing about your trip?
A.
The weather was terrific the whole time.
B.
I have to get a new passport.
C.
The airline lost his luggage.
Number 6.
How long were you away on business?
A. Just a few days. B. Across from the travel agency. C. Most of the time I was in meetings. Number 7. What time did your flight arrive? A.
It took 2 hours to get to the airport.
B.
Close to midnight.
C.
The flight will arrive in a few minutes.
Number 8.
Where did you stay when you went to Seattle?
A.
We rented an apartment in the downtown area.
B.
It's an excellent restaurant next to the river.
C.
We went to the city gardens and the aquarium.
Part 3. Short conversations. You'll hear some conversations between two speakers. There are three questions for each conversation. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 9 through 11 refer to the following conversation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kato, but I can't see your room reservation on the system.
Really? I reserved a double room on Tuesday on the internet. I also called the next day to make a dinner reservation.
That's strange. Your dinner reservation is here, but the room isn't. There are sometimes problems with online reservations. Please take a seat in the lobby and give me some time to find you a room.
Well, I have to do some shopping, so I'll come back in about an hour. Number 9. Where does this conversation take place? Number 10. When did the man make the dinner reservation? Number 11. What will the woman most probably do next? Questions 12 through 14 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. Centre Management Office, James Watts speaking.
Hello, this is Nicole Murphy, the manager of the stationery store in the centre. We're looking for a new location with more space. Can I get some information about locations that are available for rent soon?
Unfortunately, there aren't any available in the next 6 months. There will be one available early next year, which is the clothing store across from the movie theatre.
Well, I'll have a look at it and call you back if I am interested.
Number 12. What does the woman want to do? Number 13. How many locations are available for rent in the next 6 months? Number 14. Where is the clothing store? Part 4. Short talks. You will hear some talks, each given by one person. There are three questions for each talk. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 15 through 17 refer to the following talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the opening of the new International Village. My name is Peter Newman, and as the manager, I will briefly introduce some of the amazing facilities. First, there is a shopping mall with over 200 shops and 50 restaurants. There are also two hotels, a new science museum, and a multi-theatre movie complex. In addition, there are many sporting and recreational facilities. We have parking for over 6,000 cars, an express bus service to the city centre, and next month, the new rail link will open. I would now like to ask the mayor to cut the ribbon and officially open the village.
Number 15. Who is Peter Newman? Number 16. How many shops are there in the shopping mall? Number 17. What service will start next month? Questions 18 through 20 refer to the following talk.
New York City is home to many unique neighborhoods, but Astoria is probably one of the most interesting. It was first settled by Dutch and Germans in the 17th century. In the late 19th century, many Czech, Italian, and Irish immigrants moved there. In the 1960s, a large number of Greeks moved into the neighborhood. Since the 1980s, people from Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and South America, as well as from all over the United States, have made it their home. It has become a popular place to live because of its convenient location and excellent public transportation. Today, Astoria is a truly multicultural neighborhood, and most residents agree that it has some of the best food and restaurants in all New York.
Number 18. What is the talk mainly about? Number 19. When did many Greeks move into the area? Number 20. How can the area best be described? This is the end of the listening test.